The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, today we have the continuation of John 15, and we've just had that extremely beautiful passage from, to love one another as I have loved you, and you will know that you are my disciples by your love for one another. I tell you all these things that my joy may be yours and your joy may be complete. Now, of course, you look at that and you say, well, why did Jesus have to spoil everything by going ahead and telling us now? You know, well, first of all, he didn't spoil everything right away. He says right away, he says, well, you know, the Holy Spirit's going to come. And or the advocate, right? That's the Holy Spirit, is going to come, and he's going to not only remind you of everything, you know, that I've said to you. He's going to inspire you. He's going to give you even more. He's going to, you know, enable you to spread the church throughout the world. And then he says, well, you know, but first, you know, the Son of Man's going to have to die and be put to death at the hands of the chief priests. And I'm telling you this now because when it all happens, then you'll remember that I said this to you. And you look at that and you go, well, you know, why did he have to bring up the cross along with, gosh, the love, the resurrection, the coming of the Holy Spirit? I tell you all these things, you know, about my joy. And now there's going to be great sadness and tribulation, etc. Well, the reason is because right in the middle of that passage where he says, you know, I tell you, you know, love one another as I have loved you, they'll know that you are, right before he says, they'll know you're my disciples by your love for one another. He says, there is no greater love than this than to lay down one's life for one's friends. There is love. I don't know if the crucifix is on the altar there, but is it? Yes. Well, if you look at that, there is love. There is unconditional love. That's what love means. And Jesus says not only that he loves us unconditionally, but he also says time and time again that that's going to be asked of us in some way or another. It's going to be asked of us that we somehow sacrifice of ourselves for other people. Now, of course, that can happen just with ordinary suffering that we offer up. Or it could happen with, our families. You know, something could happen, or our kids could give us difficulties or have troubles in the workplace, or all kinds of things are going on, right? And so forth, right? So all these things can be a real burden and suffering. And Jesus is saying, don't worry about that. All this suffering will lead to the purgation of your souls, to the purification of your love, to the purification of your faith and humility. This is okay. It's okay. Don't get worried. Everything will be all right. And then he says also, you can offer all of that up and you can join me in this great gift of love, love that will lead to the reparation of sins, love that will lead to the salvation of souls, love that will lead ultimately to the church. Don't worry. And the advocate will tell you about all of these things, but there's love. Just expect that if I'm doing that, I'm giving you this example, then of course, you know that there's going to be suffering in your own life. And it's unavoidable. But take up your cross and follow me. The suffering will purify you. The self-sacrifice given over for the life of the world, the sacrifice given over in love for the redemption of souls, the salvation of souls, it'll all, you know, be for our collective salvation together. And so, of course, Jesus says, it's okay. But he's, you know, there's that constant balance going on between, you know, the resurrection, love, joy, and the cross and suffering. So it's that balance, you know, of these, you know, the good news and also, you know, the cross, which is the hard news. But of course, they're going to find a confluence so that even the hardest of hard news is not bad news. It's going to be the good news that's converted into eternal joy, not only for us, but for all the people for whom we sacrifice. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.